Welcome to 30 Minutes of Special English, VOA's daily news and information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Agriculture Report and Science in the News. But first, as it is.
From VOA Learning English, welcome to As It Is. As It Is, our new magazine show in Special English. Today, and in the days to come, we will be expanding on major world events and reporting on issues that concern you. We will be talking with newsmakers, experts, and VOA's own reporters to help make sense of this quickly changing world as it is.
Hello, I'm your host, Mario Ritter. Afghanistan continues to be a central issue for the administration of President Barack Obama. On our show today, we look at some of the concerns surrounding the withdrawal of American and NATO forces from Afghanistan in 2014. Also, VOA reporter Andre Dineshnara will join us in studio to weigh in on the subject. Withdrawing from Afghanistan will be a major foreign policy issue for President Obama during his second term. VOA's Andre Dineshnara spoke with three former United States government officials about America's longest war. Steve Ember has the story.
American military forces have been in Afghanistan for more than 11 years. That is longer than the 9-year Soviet occupation of Afghanistan during the 1980s. About 68,000 American troops are in Afghanistan. The international coalition plans to withdraw all fighting forces by the end of 2014. Afghan forces will then be responsible for the country's security. John Bolton served as President George W. Bush's ambassador to the United Nations in 2005 and 2006. He fears for Afghanistan's future after American troops withdraw.
The idea that we would withdraw, even though the near certain outcome is a Taliban-Al-Qaeda return to power and all the risks that entails for the United States and other countries, I just think is a kind of blindness.
Afghan and American officials are negotiating the size of the American military presence after combat troops leave in 2014. Former Defense Secretary William Cohen says some international troops must also stay.
There has to be a recognition on the part of many countries that it's in the world's interest to see stability remain or be brought to Afghanistan.
Retired General Brent Scowcroft served as a national security advisor to two presidents. He says the United States had unrealistic expectations in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
We cannot step in on a brief timetable and remake society. We've tried it several times now, and it's just beyond our capability. So we have to realize when we're contemplating action in another country, what is realistic for us to accomplish and what isn't.
Mr. Scowcroft says Americans are tired of war. Experts say Europeans are also tired of war, and that could make it difficult to create a smaller international military force for Afghanistan after 2014. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Ember.
You are listening to As It Is in VOA Special English. I'm your host, Mario Ritter. Joining us in the studio today for more on the withdrawal of international troops from Afghanistan. VOA reporter Andre Dineshnara. Thanks for joining us, Andre.
My pleasure.
In your talks with former United States Ambassador John Bolton, he suggested that a return to Taliban rule will be the most likely outcome when the American forces withdraw. Did others that you spoke with have that same position?
A lot of critics of the Obama administration have stated that to give a final date, 2014, when the troops, American troops, withdraw from Afghanistan is a very bad idea because it gives the Taliban enough time to wait out the Americans and start an offensive. A key issue is how will the Afghan forces, and that means the army and police, who are now being trained and who should be ready to take over responsibilities for security, will they indeed be ready?
Did the United States achieve what it set out to do in Afghanistan?
From the military standpoint, one can argue that right now, yes, we have achieved our goal, which was to eliminate the Taliban. And the Taliban is no longer in office, is no longer in power. But again, we come back to this date, this fateful date of 2014. What will happen after that?
Thanks again for joining us, Andre.
My pleasure.
You are listening to As It Is, a news magazine show in VOA Special English. I'm Mario Ritter, your host. As international combat troops prepare to withdraw from Afghanistan, officials in neighboring Pakistan are also expressing concern. June Sims reports that Pakistani officials have noted an increase in militant violence, and they are questioning the effectiveness of Afghanistan's security forces.
Pakistan's Foreign Minister, Henna Rabbani Kar, has called for a responsible transition as international forces leave Afghanistan. She warned United States and NATO forces against leaving the country in a rush. The Pakistani official spoke earlier this month at a meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations in New York.
One major objective of foreign presence, military presence in Afghanistan, was to reduce the ideological space that exists for extremist mindset.
She said this objective has not yet been met.
I think if you look in the last 10 years, the space for the extremists, the ideological space for them has only increased.
The Pakistani foreign minister said violence has increased on both sides of the border, including suicide bomb attacks in Pakistan. She also expressed concern about attacks by members of the Afghan National Security Forces, or ANSF, against NATO forces.
Then the green on blue attacks. You know, they might scare you as Americans, but they haunt us as Pakistanis, because what that means is that the institutions that we're trying to build, the ANSF, etc., are not maybe as professional a military or an army that you ideally would want to think. So these are all signs which are not very confidence-inspiring.
Afghanistan's Deputy Minister for Trade dismissed concerns about his country's future. Mazamil Shinwari told VOA that Afghanistan has made great progress in areas like the economy, politics, security, and human rights. The American ambassador to Afghanistan, James Cunningham, has called on the Afghan government to start peace talks with the Taliban as soon as possible. In the end, he says stability and peace in the region will require a peace agreement that all sides support. I'm June Sims.
And that's As It Is for today. I'm Mario Ritter. tell us what you want to hear about on our new show. We want to cover the issues and ideas that matter to you in your world as it is. Let us know. Send an email to special@voanews.com or go to our website at learningenglish.voanews.com and click on Contact Us.